I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang.
And we're too damn young to be this damn confused.
I thought MCM was a new party drug.
I thought taking an L was a sex position.
Isn't Salt Bay a town on Long Island?
We don't know,
but we do care.
So we're talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
We are doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you.
Because let's face it,
you want to be less old too.
How to be less old!
Emily, how are your thighs?
Thank you for asking. I have been hoping that you would bring this up. No, they're all right. You know, I'm feeling good about them.
Great.
How are yours?
Great. Mine have always touched.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had that elusive gap, the thigh gap.
The thigh gap. Here's my thing.
Sure.
With the chafing, I just have a question.
Yeah, go on. I can probably help you out with this.
So if you wear pants, it doesn't happen, right?
Right.
It's only if you're wearing skirts.
Yes.
I don't wear skirts.
So you've never chafed.
This is just a hot tip for people who chafe during the summer. Just try some pants.
Sure, try pants.
I'm just saying.
Now, this is a tip people can take home with them. This is a take home.
I want to, like, impart this to the people because,
yeah,
you know, mine touch as well, but right. I don't deal with chafing.
Now, I have been fatter and I have chafed.
Mm-hmm.
And I have wore pants because I think that's still available.
In the pants. Okay, depending, then I'm an asshole.
I think depending on the pant.
Depending on the pant. That makes sense.
Depending on the pant.
I could see that it could happen.
Yes.
Through some pants. Through a thin pant.
Through a thin pant.
Right?
That maybe be a lower crotch.
Perhaps.
Okay. I'm Deanna Chang.
Hello.
And you are?
Emily Foster. It's so nice
to
be here.
And we're How to Be Less Old.
Yes.
And we're going to have a real nice episode.
We have a beautiful young guest coming on.
Thank God.
It's like, God bless the youth.
Right.
When they come in, they just jazz us up.
Fire us up.
They get us ready and excited about the future.
And we need that in these troubled times.
Oh, boy, are there troubles.
Because without the youth, without looking down below and saying, like, guys, we have a lot of work to do. Are we in or are we out? And if they're out, then we're in really big trouble, but they're in for the most part.
Our last election leaves me questioning.
Okay.
However, if
okay.
more of them voted, we really would be in.
I see.
But that's okay.
Well, you know what? Some nuts and bolts have to be shined
That's
up,
right. That's
but that's
right.
Okay.
We'll get there.
We have coming in Silva.
Beautiful.
That's it. Don't look for first. Don't look for a last. Think of it as share.
I'm not trying.
Silva's
I'm in.
A 24-year-old girl. She's a gal, a cisgendered white woman from the South.
Whew.
Who works at Attention, which is a website.
I have seen a lot of their work. They're doing really good work.
Yeah.
A lot of great videos mm-hmm. about, like, women's issues and I just happened to see a bunch with, like, Neve Shulman. I don't know why. I feel like he's all over that website.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, their mission statement is Attention is a driven media company, issue-driven media company. Their mission is to deliver engaged content to a mobile-first audience. Every day we produce videos, articles, and commentary telling stories worth your attention.
God bless.
Who can argue with that?
And at 24, Silva is actively working towards building her career. She describes herself, I believe, as Liz Lemon meets Leslie Knope.
I like that.
That's a funny gal.
That's a great gal who's got, like, a great spirit, but also her eye on the right thing.
That's right. And kind of knows she's a little bit of a goof.
Yeah.
Because how could you not?
Really excited to chit-chat. I think we're going to talk about some gender issues or revelations. Have you seen Gia Gorgeous?
Gigi.
Gigi Gorgeous.
I have not.
Okay. I saw her at the mall once. Didn't know who she was.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked a youth, obviously. I was like, who is that? Because she was something that came through.
Right. Like people were a Twitter.
No. It was just her in and of herself was something.
Oh.
Like boobs, blonde,
were people taking
lips.
Pictures?
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nary a nothing.
Nary a in this moment. Okay. But a youth that I knew went up. Mm-hmm. And was like, hey, are you Gigi Gorgeous? And she was like, I am.
Mm-hmm.
So that was it.
That's awesome.
So Gigi Gorgeous has lived her, like, the past 5 or 6 years or something along those lines online.
Okay.
And had tremendous change.
Got it.
Started as Greg. Now we're Gigi. Lots gone on.
So trans woman out in the world, living out loud.
And all documented.
Beautiful.
It's like,
beautiful.
That's some new shit, yeah. You know.
All right. We're going to talk about it.
Okay, great.
Let's bring her in. Silva.
Hi, Silva.
Thank
Hi,
you y'all. So much for being here. Oh, my God. You said y'all in the first 2 seconds. Y'all.
I say y'all a lot. I say lots of crazy things like that.
Ooh. We are going to get ready for it. It's coming at us. Y'all left and right.
How is your day so far?
It's going well. I'm really excited to be here. This is very cool.
Yay. All right. We're going to fire some quick questions.
Yeah, just
at
to
you.
Get to know you. No big deal.
Just a little, you know, warm up. There's nothing. Don't sweat it.
No pressure.
Something embarrassing that you do in the car.
Oh, well, on the way here, I was trying to reach the high notes in Glee.
That's right.
Of all things, and my windows were down. And I was in a very cool part of Los Angeles, so I fit right in.
That's
fit right in.
Did you catch those notes?
Didn't. Not at all. Okay. Not even close.
That's cute.
Yep.
The app you most often open on your phone?
Probably Twitter.
Okay.
Oh.
Unlike most people.
Yeah. That went through me.
What are you doing on there?
I love reading all of the, like, funny hot takes on like what's going on in America, which you can't really get on like Instagram or Facebook.
Right.
There's just so many things to make fun of. And that is where like Twitter's the place they do it.
That's true.
That is really true.
Can I read you something that made me laugh so hard?
Yes. Is it from the Twitter?
It's from the Twitter. It's from our past guest, John Gabris.
Oh, bless him.
Did you see this, Emily?
He's a comedian who is...
Oh, my God.
Just beyond. He's a very talented man.
God, did he make me laugh. He said... Hold on. Let me just find it real quick. Oh, dear. It's not easy to find something when you need it. You know what I mean?
It's never.
Hold on. And now this new app, you have to do 2 taps to get to your profile, which is not fun. Okay, here we go. He goes, okay, so a listener says to him.
One of our listeners?
No, one of his.
Okay.
At John Gabris, what's the best High and Mighty episode, which is his podcast, to start on? Thanks, man. Pretty easy. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I'm interested in you and your podcast. Like, where should I start?
Right? General reply could have just been like, episode number 34 is hot, dude.
So what he says is... First of all, I think he meant to say, I don't know, but he just said, I don't. Maybe one. I don't care. You need me to hold your fucking hand as you listen to? And I was like, you know, that is a very refreshing approach to welcoming a new listener.
That's right. That's
you know, right. Like just.
Well, and it's very on brand.
It's very
for
on brand.
John Gabris.
I laughed so hard. I was like, that is an outrage. So things like that you can find on the Twitter.
Absolutely. Things like that that just end up getting tens of thousands of retweets and you're like, right. Why?
What happened?
Why? There's a lot of why in our world right now. Like, especially through all social media for me. Why?
100. I'm always just like side eye kind of head cocked.
Yeah. All right. Another why. One Direction or Shawn Mendes?
Oh my God. One Direction.
Okay.
Whoa.
I'm kind of confused on who Shawn Mendes is.
Like thank I get, you because me too.
I get Shawn Mendes, Charlie Puth, and then there's another one. I think Troy Sivan. I think I don't really know. I think they're all one person.
No, Troy.
I've
is
never
a
seen
YouTuber.
Them all in the same room. They're all YouTubers. They're all YouTubers. Oh. They all sound the same. I've never seen them all in the same room, so I'm almost positive they might all be the same person.
Charlie Puth has like the lines in his eyebrow.
Yeah, he's the one that sang the song for Paul Walker. Which is the only, like, thing that I think makes him different from the other
two.
You
mean when he died?
Yes.
That's not on my radar.
He sang a special song?
Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth sang See You Again. It's the most viewed video on YouTube is this song that they made for Paul Walker, for the Fast and the Furious movie.
Can you give us just a hum?
I can't, but I know it's a thing because it happened recently.
Are there high notes? So
probably. Probably would be better at Wiz Khalifa's part than Charlie Puth's, honestly.
That's fair.
I don't know if I know that.
I mean, I can hear something in my head.
But what I'm hearing is, when will I see you again? And that's from olden days.
I don't
think that's
I don't know,
it.
But Let's just say it is. Let's just say that's some Puth coming out your mouth.
Charlie Puth.
Okay, great. So Shawn Mendes is one of three people to you.
I think.
So possibly. We're One Direction.
Personal theory.
How do you feel about the main One Direction guy that broke off? What's his name?
So the main One Direction guy, I would arguably say, is Harry. But I think you're asking me
about Zayn.
Yeah.
Oh. No, I'm asking you about Harry.
Oh. Was that a roundabout way getting me to say it?
No.
I think he's awesome.
I just forgot his name.
We
for
don't
that.
Know anybody's
we don't,
name.
We don't no. go roundabout.
I think he's awesome.
Like, I have a friend who shall remain nameless. Friend, I know you're listening. Who's grown. She's sweating right now. It's okay. Nobody knows. Who's obsessed.
She's not alone.
With Harry Styles?
Obsessed.
I know who it is.
Don't say it.
All right. I don't, actually. I was just going to guess, but I won't say anything.
But so what do you love about Harry Styles?
I think that he's, weirdly enough, even though he's like this larger-than-life person, he's like weirdly relatable. Because I didn't get the hype until he did break away and was on like James Corden and
Same
with SNL.
Her.
Mm-hmm. He's like really funny. He reminds me of Justin Timberlake. Like 10 years ago.
This is exactly what she's going through. Do you want to hit it?
Ooh.
Like, do you want to have a piece of that?
Not really. I'd rather be his best friend, I think.
Okay.
I think we'd be really funny best friends.
Do I see a wedding ring on your hand?
No, it's just a ring. I get that all the time.
Okay.
It is. I feel like the younger generation does not save the left finger.
For the wedding.
They're like, I'm going to put rings where I feel like it.
But you're putting a band there.
I get it. All the
because
time.
It's a wedding band.
I know,
you're
I
getting
know.
It because it's a wedding band.
I know.
On your
wedding finger.
It's
and there's no other
been
rings.
There for a hot minute, and now it doesn't fit on any other of my fingers.
Do you know you might be warding off potential mates? Do you have a boyfriend? Or
I think
a girlfriend?
That's my personality that does that.
Oh, girl. Oh, you stop that.
So that's not the ring.
That's not the ring, no.
Could be. You know that people will step down.
People still look. I mean,
really?
At least our generation. We're always a-looking.
Yeah.
That's so, I've never once, but I get
24,
it a lot.
That's
when
why.
You're information gathering about someone, right, you just do like a look up and down. I'm always checking a finger.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe I should start doing that.
You will do it in a few years. You're not there yet. No, but I don't think I did it at 24.
You're right. I may not have. You because nobody was married at 24.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of my friends from home are married at 24.
Where are you from?
New Orleans. Not all of them, but a large portion.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it happens. They might do it.
Right.
Have any of them already gotten divorced?
One girl from high school got divorced already, but none of my close friends.
Yeah. Yeah. It was funny. I had friends who, I'm from Michigan, so it was, you know, similar. Like, I had friends who had gotten married, got divorced, and remarried before I had even met my now husband, you know, and I was like, well, okay, we did it. You did it twice. Sorry.
You're like, look, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Okay.
Okay, here's the question. Hulu, Netflix, YouTube Red, Amazon, or CISO? Take it all in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably go Hulu.
Oh.
Okay, great.
Is that Handmaid's Tale kind of?
I like things that are currently on television as well as like older things.
Yeah.
Mm. Right. So what are we watching when we're sitting down with some Hulus?
Oh, my goodness. I watch a lot of like network comedies because I might actually be a 40-year-old man.
You're giving me those vibes.
Yeah, probably.
Strong.
I watch like Modern Family, Blackish, and then I'll watch like things like Handmaid's Tale, Scandal.
Great.
All of the popular things on Twitter.
You give me hope for the future of television. God bless. Yeah. God bless.
That means a lot. Thank you so much.
Have you ever heard of Mermaid Thighs?
I have vaguely. Like, okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
Well, apparently there is a new term. When we started back in the day on this podcast, when we were a different name and different people,
same people.
Unwoke.
Unwoke, for sure.
We learned about a thigh gap.
Yep.
Thigh gap is the space in between one's thighs when you're skinny enough that your thighs don't touch.
Amanda Sachs brought us the thigh gap.
Right.
And she, again, a ballerina, she really wanted the thigh gap.
Wow.
She did.
Really wanted it and was talking about the benefits of the thigh gap. And we let her.
We let her talk.
We let her talk.
But yeah, no, I mean, I can look back in pictures of myself throughout the ages, and a thigh gap was never an option. It was like, my thighs are not built to gap.
I'm never going to have a thigh gap.
I will never have it, nor do I want it.
I do actually feel like you have to have a certain amount of height to have a gap in general. I don't think I've ever seen a shorter thigh gapped woman.
I mean, I have the height. I just don't have the gap.
I've never seen a real woman with a thigh gap. Like, oh, I don't know if I know someone. That has a thigh
Emily
gap.
Emily knows people.
Sadly, I have a dearth of skinny friends, and it's, I mean, they're
just...
I mean,
just, you're skinny, too.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm going to eat a sandwich today. Someone called me skinny. I'm just kidding.
So mermaid thighs is the anti-thigh gap. It is enjoying and luxuriating in the fact that your thighs are so pressed together that they look like a what a mermaid fin would look
right.
like.
Right. So, you know, you've got the outer thigh and the inner thigh.
Right. And they're
together.
Fused.
Yes. And you're a beautiful mermaid.
Right. And we're celebrating that. We're living into that. We're living it. We're loving it.
You know what's so funny? I have such a distinct memory of being 12 and having a friend who had curves, and I was just like a stick. You know what I mean? I had not blossomed yet, and I'm still waiting in many ways. But, like, I remember just seeing all of her curves and being like, oh, my God, it's so unfair that we're the same age and she's a woman and I'm a child. And at some point that all changes in your brain because you're like, oh, I don't want those curves, you know. But I remember being so envious of just like that, the boobs and the hips and like everything.
See, I still prefer that in women.
I do too.
When I see, like, I prefer that look personally. Like, I like seeing.
I like a boob. And I like a thigh.
You know, I like a thicker woman. So tell us about Attention is the company you work for, right?
Yes.
Do you like working there?
I love working
there. What do you do exactly?
I work on our creative team, so my job is to work with other publishers, brands, really anyone that wants to work with Attention to tell stories worth your attention. So everything we do has an issue behind it, whether it's you should learn how to, you know, have a 401k or, hey, like, we need to respect, like, people of different races.
I
so
need
the
that
whole
first
spectrum.
Video.
What?
I need the first,
401k video.
Honestly, same.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's only online. This is not a publication you can put in your hands, right?
Right. So we are on predominantly on Facebook, but also Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat as well.
Gotcha. And so one of the stories you guys told, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, is the Gigi Gorgeous tale.
We worked with Gigi Gorgeous to tell similar stories.
Okay, so explain that a little bit.
So what we'll do with some of our entertainment partners is if there's a documentary or a TV show coming out that really talks about a specific issue, we will create content around that same issue, but framing it in a different light. So with Gigi, she's a trans woman, and her documentary is coming out kind of telling her story to a new audience, people that didn't know who she was.
And I saw the trailer, and it's
so good.
It's so,
so
good.
Powerful.
I'm very excited about this documentary.
It's so good. I highly recommend it to anyone and everyone. So we did a short-form series, basically, about transgender issues.
Okay.
We took three separate parts of it and kind of broke it down further and told it through a new person.
And what were those three parts?
Gender dysphoria, gender reassignment, and transgender sexuality.
Okay.
Now, when you say dysphoria,
it feels negative, right? Like, I mean, explain that, because I'll tell you what do you think when you hear that?
I don't know.
See, what I hear, and I'm probably dead ass wrong, and you're going to fix it in a minute, but I'm just throwing out what I hear. It seems like gender dysphoria, to me, is almost like what somebody may say about someone who's transgender and dig. It's like, hey, that's a disorder. You're not actually feeling like you're a different gender.
I guess I heard gender confusion in my brain when I heard dysphoria. Like, it's...
And that's basically... It's the medical term for not feeling comfortable in your own body.
Okay.
Gender-wise. Okay. So gender dysphoria is not necessarily a bad thing, but it's usually kind of... the first step to realizing that something's not right. People that have gender dysphoria usually are transgender or want to be transgender, or they'll seek out other ways to become their true self.
Okay.
and it sounds like a very negative term, but it's a medical term. Medical terms never sound pretty. But that was one of our videos, was basically, hey, there's a thing called gender dysphoria where people are literally uncomfortable the way they're born, and there's nothing they can do about it.
So any transgender person would have gender dysphoria?
If they haven't transitioned, yes.
Okay.
So Gigi, as Greg, had gender dysphoria, felt uncomfortable, didn't feel like herself. Now that she's Gigi, and if she's to a point where she's fully transitioned and comfortable and living as a woman, then she no longer has it, in a sense, because she is comfortable.
Got it. And what was the second one?
Gender reassignment.
And
which is the actual process of reassigning your gender, which takes several different forms.
Okay, what are those?
There's the legal part where you get all your legal documents changed from male to female, female to male. And there's actual surgeries and hormones that go with it. You can go all the way from taking estrogen, which kind of flattens out your testosterone, gives you some more feminine features, vice versa for female to male. And it goes all the way to getting physical reconstructive surgery on your body, which Gigi had breast augmentation, face reconstructive surgery to make it a little bit more feminine. It's called facial feminization surgery.
I want that.
But some people choose to just take hormones, or they choose to simply just live as a woman.
Right, because, by the way, these are not cheap things to do.
Not at all.
So you have to be in a certain place in your life where you could even afford that. So someone may want gender reassignment surgery, but all they could take is the hormones financially, which, I mean, it makes, you know,
right.
Look.
And it's all of these things vary in price, vary in harm and, like, the risk factor. You know, there are surgeries that some people go as extreme as getting what's called bottom surgery, which I think speaks for itself. And that's pretty dangerous at this point in time medically. So it's really brave and it's a really big step, but it is very expensive, and very few people go that far because of that reason. But reassignment itself is a very broad term for just the act of getting a place to where you're comfortable.
So could you say, like, if you simply went the legal route and changed your name, is that still just recognized as reassignment?
The legal route is a little harder, because in order to get things changed on all of your, like, state and federal things, there's
what
a lot of—
What do you need? Yeah, like, what do you need to show that?
It differs state to state.
Okay.
So in California.
Or wherever you know.
Where I'm from Louisiana, and it's a little bit harder. You have to have notes from doctors and have shown that you're living as this gender, and have letters of recommendation basically saying, like, this person, like, is living as a female or male. It's
that
easier
seems
in
ridiculous, actually.
It's easier in more liberal states. Okay. But it is hard. It's very hard in conservative states. It takes a really long time to overhaul. The name change is easy. People change.
Yeah,
like,
I was going to say.
Miley Cyrus's real name is Destiny. Like, it's easy.
What?
Yeah, her name is, like, Destiny Hope Cyrus or something.
That's such a weird name.
Whole different story.
I had no idea.
Whole different story. But the name itself is moderately easy.
Right.
It's really significant for a lot of trans people.
Right.
But it's the parts that come after. It's, do you want to put yourself through telling everyone that you know?
Right.
Hey, I'm going to start living as this different gender because of X, Y, and Z.
But it's so interesting that, like, a woman can get married and change her name relatively easy. I mean, I didn't go through the hoops because it sounded hard to me.
There's a great website, actually, that I use that can kind of, like, streamline the process for you.
I'm exhausted already just hearing about the website. But, I mean, it should be an easy. Mm-hmm. You've been through
it's not that bad. It's fine.
Like, it should be that way for everybody. Okay.
Yeah.
I just want that said.
Well, I mean, this is all great. I want to read a couple comments, because one of the videos you guys posted, or maybe it was on your Facebook page, but it was a dad from the South who was, like, frustrated because his transgender daughter.
Yes, he's in, like, a courtroom, conference room.
Couldn't use whatever bathroom she wanted to, right? So I'm just going to read a couple comments. Sorry, if you're born a male, you use the boys' room, and if you're born a female, you use the girls' room. I don't want... No, boys alone with my granddaughters in the bathroom. I feel bad for transgenders and sympathize with them, but I still would not want a man in the bathroom alone with my daughter. Fucking faggots, keep it to yourself and leave us alone. I have no time for your dumbass nature. If you walk into a little girl's room, I will kick your ass. Moron, check your pants. If you have a penis, you don't belong with little girls. And so on, and so on, and so on, and so on. People have very, very strong feelings about this. And it's interesting.
It is. It is. Because, you know, okay, so if we're going to take that one parent's, you know, who says, like, I don't want a penis alone in the bathroom with my daughter. Okay. Like, yeah. we have, you know, we've been in bathrooms as three women here, I'm sure, and been afraid at some point. But I'm more afraid of a straight white man in a bathroom with me than I would ever be a trans person. Like, I don't understand.
Well, I mean, I think, like, the emphasis is on the wrong syllable yet again, you know?
Always.
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 And if we want to be concerned about where a man's penis is, which is a concern we should all have every day of our lives.
Let's know where those penises are.
Because these penises are up to a lot of fucking no good.
Nonsense.
People are getting raped. They're getting murdered. These penises are a lot of trouble.
I'm just wagging my finger.
The documented amount of times that a male, I think, even being in a bathroom with a female has caused a problem, I believe, is super duper low.
It's actually the opposite. Like, when trans people go into their preferred bathrooms, they get harassed.
Right.
Yeah,
more than they're harassing other people. And it's the power of, like, painting these very negative pictures. Like, when these people think trans, if you've never met someone trans before, you're thinking of, like, this big burly guy in a trench coat, like, coming in on, like, little Susie, like, in the bathroom. But that's not what it is. Half the time, you don't really realize that someone is trans until you strip them down to their body parts.
Totally.
That's correct.
Which we shouldn't – no one should ever ask me what my genitals are before I go into the bathroom.
Right.
Like, I'm there
it's
for, like, one reason.
Business.
I'm going to be in and out. Trust me. Like, I'm not there to dilly-dally.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's just not – I mean – from what I understand, it's not happening. This issue, this fear, which I understand, I get it. I get where the fear is coming from. But it's, like, so amazing, the energy that's put into this type of thing rather than let's put our money in Planned Parenthood, let's protect women. There's, you know what I mean? There's
it's
no.
So misguided.
It's so misguided, and it's easier. By the way, it's easier to say you can't come in here because I don't like the idea of this than actually taking care of people and trying to figure out how to affect change.
That's correct.
That's real and important.
If you're coming aggressively at this because you don't understand it, like, you're the problem, not the other way around.
And I do think that's why these videos are really really good, even though the responses, like, those responses, by the way, I didn't, like, cherry pick them. Those are...
Oh, they're 100% the top. Look, the top
just
responses
boom,
are
boom,
usually
boom, boom,
very
boom.
Negative on our videos.
Right.
Because everyone can be brave behind a keyboard, but I guarantee you only one of the people that you read comments for would say something to this man's face.
Oh,
because
I'm
he's
sure.
also worried about his kid.
Right.
Right. I'm sure.
And there is a video out there. I believe it actually was through something with Caitlyn Jenner where it was an amazing conversation that happened with parents. Parents who had kids who felt they were, you know, living in the wrong gender, and parents who were so angry about people who feel the way that they're in the wrong gender. And it was one of the most powerful conversations because there was those parents actually got to sit in a room and explain, like, I want to share with you what my kid goes through. I didn't ask for this. They didn't ask for this. But let me explain what their day looks like. And they were able to hear that, you know, and then, like, that actually is where change lives.
100%. That's why I love my job. I think it's so cool to, like, break down these issues and put a face to them, because that's how things change. You're not going to spout facts. I could tell you statistics on like assaults of transgender assaults in bathrooms.
It's crazy.
For 800 years, and no one, until you meet someone that is like, when I go to Target and I have to pee, like, here's what goes through my mind. I think about, where's the nearest Starbucks? I have a friend that's trans. I remember we went out one night in college and he had to leave the bar and find a friend's close apartment just to pee because he was so scared to go into the men's bathroom because he knew he was going to be, like, assaulted, basically, when he walked. He was going to be yelled at and called all these names just for going into a stall and using the bathroom. Well, it's crazy.
And unfortunately, that violence lives outside of the bathrooms, too.
100.
I mean, like, the violence they experience and even the death rate for trans people is really just horrifying. Horrifying.
Let's take a little break and then come back and talk more about this.
Okay, great.
Okay.
How to be less old!
When it comes to bra shopping, it's all about finding the right fit for you. And there's only one lingerie brand that offers bras in sizes AA through G and half cup sizes, Third Love. Third Love uses thousands of real women's measurements and super smoothing memory foam to create bras that fit better and feel great. There's a perfect bra for everyone, and you can find yours in just seconds by answering a few simple questions from Third Love's Fit Finder. Now you can try one of their best-selling bras free for 30 days. Just pay $2.99 for shipping, and one of Third Love's signature 24/7 bras is on its way. Cut the tag off and see how easily a perfect-fitting bra fits into your life. Wash it, wear it. You might even forget it's on. If your Third Love bra isn't your new favorite, you can always return it or exchange it for free. Go to thirdlove.com/htblo now to find your perfect fitting bra and try it for 30 days. That's thirdlove.com/htblo to try your new favorite bra for free. thirdlove.com/htblo.
How to be less old!
And we're back.
We're back. You know, I think gender is the one of the most difficult things to work through because it's, you know, it's, as we've talked about, it's just it's pummeled into you before you come out of the womb. Everything you're buying for that child, the way people are reacting to the yes. child before they come out is gendered. Everything.
So it's horrifying.
We don't have the tools to really to breathe through that and be like, okay, wait, like let's see what we've got here on our hands, you know, before we slap such strong labels on people, you know. But it's hard. It's a hard one. And I feel like in this particular political climate, you know, it feels like with the things that we have to deal with right now and fight against, it almost feels like we don't have this is a luxury to kind of like talk about someone's pronouns. It's like, wow, we're losing funding on basic rights and healthcare and like, you know, Planned Parenthood and all of these things that are just so basic. Like, do we have time to talk about like them and Zier and there? And, you know, I don't know.
I would almost argue that really working on those individual rights that, you know, our friends, the conservatives, are always so passionate about, you know, individual, small government, working on those for the wide array of people, working on, you know, respect for women, respect for the LGBT community, respect for poor people, people of color. The funding of Planned Parenthood and healthcare would get easier because these people wouldn't be numbers. They wouldn't be them. We would be like, oh, this is why women need healthcare because they go through X, Y, and Z. You know, this is why, you know, we need to make sure that you know, gay couples can adopt babies because they're just two people that love each other, that want to start a family. They're not deviants. They're just people. And I think that because things are so tense, the only way we're going to move the marker is having these conversations as to, like, I'm an American and, like, here's why I want X, Y, and Z. Because, again, we can read off numbers and stats and then we can rebuttal them with different numbers and different stats. Right. But you can't look at someone's face and be like, I'm sorry, like, you're a poor woman of color. I don't think you deserve health care. If you can say that to someone's face, you're not going to get voted in office again.
Right.
Are you having these conversations with your friends, like difficult conversations in maybe Louisiana or?
Definitely. I'm very lucky, and my group of friends from Louisiana are very different. We're from all different ends of the political spectrum, different parts of the country. My friends here are a little bit similar. Los Angeles is a very liberal city, very open city. But we're having those conversations. And recently, we have a group text of all of us that from college. We live in different areas. We do different things. And we had a very frank conversation about gender. One of my friends was like, hey, is it weird if a kid, a little boy, says they want to be a girl? Like, that's weird, right? And, you know, we started this very interesting dialogue. If it happened online between strangers, it would have been, you're wrong, you're an idiot, or you're messed up. But since we're friends and we listen, it was, here's why I feel this way. Here's why I think that that's okay for a kid to say that. And we kind of broke down those barriers. My friends who are a little bit more conservative didn't leave being like, okay, well, every kid should get to choose their gender when they turn three.
Right.
That's never going to happen. But it moved the marker a little bit.
Right.
He now understands that, like, there are kids out there. And he understands that there are ways for them to really assess and see. There are hormone blockers for preteens to take until they really understand what's going on inside of them. He understood that you can decide to like boys 1 minute and girls another. But my friends on the liberal end of the spectrum understood that he's literally never met someone trans
right.
before.
Right.
He is not going to understand. His head is spinning right now just hearing the word gender fluid.
Right.
So it's those kind of conversations that I think mean the most. Because he's in Washington, D.C. right now working for a congressman, a conservative congressman. And
I don't know.
Him knowing that, like, yeah, people that he loves feel this helpful. Way and are going through that.
Totally.
It adds a face mm-hmm. to that. And, like, I trust him way more than I'm trusting all of these congressmen who won't take the time to even meet with these people.
Right.
And it's a beautiful thing when, like, understanding and a legit conversation trumps just like cold facts and
yeah.
This is how it's always been, in my opinion.
Definitely. I like that.
Yeah. It's a tricky one. You know, with racism, it's very similar. It's like if you've never met someone that is different than you, if you've never met a Muslim man, you will be, you know, you can potentially have this crazy story about all Muslims.
Right.
And then you meet a Muslim man and you're like, oh, he's just like me, picking up bread to take home. You know, it's like, it's all just ridiculous. We live in our communities and whatever we can do, which it sounds like you're doing, God bless you and your work, like to just make it normal. We live in a diverse country. We live in a diverse world. Like the fact that, you know, it's taking so much energy just to get people to say, I, you know, my face isn't the only face that exists. It's crazy. It's a little crazy.
Well, and it's shocking because it's like we were at a place and now we've seemed to dial so far back. And
But that means we weren't at that place.
I guess.
You know?
I don't know what it means. I guess it does, you know. But I think that, you know, the people, the fish rots from the head. So whenever you have the person
in. The mic got passed.
Yeah.
For sure. But like even when the mic was with Obama, we didn't have it.
Well, not with we didn't have. We had something. But.
We had the mic.
Yeah.
And that's it. But it doesn't mean like the majority, apparently, quote unquote, is still like there. It's so divided that
right.
It doesn't matter. In a sense, like until we're a little bit more able to bridge that gap, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Who has the mic? It doesn't even matter. It's so divided.
Yeah.
And there are places where I think we still have the mic. You know, we as the sense of like, you know, I don't even know you will say conservatives, Democrats, people who like want change have the mic. And there are ways, there's TV, there's social media, like, the fact that my 13-year-old cousin can, like, I don't know, post to her heart's content on Instagram whatever she wants, like, and she's, you know, posting about things that matter to her. There's no reason why we can't still keep fighting. You know, there's no reason. And, like,
absolutely.
TV shows, I think, have TV and movies and music have an even bigger responsibility now. because they're going to watch, you know, people are going to watch their network TV shows like me, and they're going to watch Black-ish, and they're going to see this hilarious, perfect family. And they're going to be like, oh, so this Black family is just like mine. Like, that's my dad, basically. But he's just a little bit different than me. And I think that is also, like, a really powerful medium to, like, get our stuff across. We don't necessarily, like, I mean, the president would be nice, but we don't right. need him to continue to make change.
That's true.
We dictate him. He doesn't dictate to us.
In a fair world.
In a fair world. And I'm watching The West Wing right now, and that's really how it works on there.
Oh, my God.
So
I watched that pilot the other day, and I was like, it's so sad how, like, outdated this is.
It's outdated. Like, their outfits are just real terrible.
But not like, even that, but the sentiment. Things they were concerned about, like the Cubans coming over from Florida. And I was like, I wish that was an uproar right now.
I recently just watched an episode about terrorism, and they end up like harassing a Muslim man that works in the White House. But it was like a non-Muslim man was the terrorist. And they were like, it's a really powerful message about racism and Islamophobia. And I was like, can I send this? Does anyone know how I can get this in the hands of the White House? Like, I really trust Jed Bartlett.
You're like, dear Trump.
I day tweeted
him. Season 2, episode 3 of The West Wing. You're welcome.
I tweeted at him and I was like, I have a great manual for you. I know you're struggling. It's called The West Wing.
That's so funny.
All right. Well, I think we did it, guys. Silva, no last name, no first name. Cher, Madonna, Silva, Bieber, no.
Beyonce.
Beyonce. There we go. Where can we find you?
On Twitter at KT Silva, letter K, letter T, Silva, and Instagram KM Silva.
Okay.
Those letters don't stand for anything.
I just picked them.
Arbitrary. So nice to meet you. We're so excited to continue our conversation. Whenever you have anything to hit us up with, please do. And this is it. We'll go take a pic and then we'll call
thank
you
all so much.
Thank
this was so
you.
Fun.
Thank you.
How to be less old.
Well, that was that got you know, serious. And I liked it.
Yeah. It's nice to have a look, this is a podcast where you're going to get this and then you're going to get that.
And the youths, they bring us an array of things. And this particular youth, a.k.a. Silva.
She came with the heat.
She brought a lot and I liked it.
It's a good conversation. It's one, you know, we can't.
We have to keep having it. All the time.
And I learn, you know, since we've been doing our podcast, I feel my mind has been open specifically to gender equality and gender specific issues for trans people.
Well, I think the youth really have opened the door about conversations of gender in ways that we didn't even have the language to do.
Yeah, it wasn't on the table.
No, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's great.
So we thank you, Silva. And you can reach out to us on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook at HTBLO.
You guys, for those of you who have marched over to Apple Podcasts and you've reviewed us, thank you. If you haven't, go find How to Be Less Old. Give us 5 stars. Thank you. And then write a little something fun, something that we can glance at on our darkest of days and that will give us a lift.
Speaking of one of those,
yes.
J-Ha2 writes to us, my favorite podcast with 5 stars, no big deal.
Thank you.
Deanna and Emily are doing the Lord's work and having fun while they are doing it so we can be less old. Right? Just the right amount of chit chat and education. I've been listening so long, I feel like I'm checking in with a friend each week, but I've learned enough to be chill about it.
Aww.
You don't have to be chill. Don't be chill. Come at us.
I am Deanna Chang at Deanna M. Chang.
And I am Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
Thank you, Engineer Eric, for being with us. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
How to be less old.
Man.
James Bonding is back.
I'm Matt Gourley.
And I'm Matt Myra. We are officially back with weekly episodes of the James Bonding Podcast exclusively on Earwolf.
We'll be tackling all of the movies, official and unofficial, and a whole lot in between.
That's right. You might want us to talk about James Bond Jr. Stop asking. We might.
We won't. But we'll talk about a lot of other things. Why should you trust us?
Because we're James Bond lovers,
not experts.
Subscribe now.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.